Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast for people living with HIV, those who love us, and those who are done with silence, shame, and small boxes. Hosted by someone who's lived openly, loved deeply, and mourned more than most, this show isn't about survival. It's about rising again and again and again against all odds. Each episode, we break through stigma with soul. We talk about faith, sex, healing, systems, and the quiet superpower of compassion. If you're looking for truth that holds space for spirit, sorrow, and strength, this is your home.
Welcome to Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast where we speak truths, hold contradictions, and explore what it means to live well with HIV. I'm your host, TD, and today's episode is titled Telling or Not Telling, the Complex Truth About HIV Disclosure. Today's conversation is close to my heart because HIV disclosure is not just a moment, it's a journey. It's layered with emotions, ethics, safety, and often silence. Disclosure is the act of telling someone about your HIV status, but it's not one size fits all. There's personal disclosure to friends, family, lovers. There's institutional disclosure to workplaces, schools, insurance, providers. And then there's public disclosure, which is activism, media, and community leadership. Never just about saying the words, it's about timing, safety, intention, and measured consequences. Before disclosure, ask, am I ready mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? Next, who are you disclosing to? Have they known or shown they can handle your truth with care? Choose a private, calm setting. Speak simply and honestly. Prepare for silence, questions, and emotion, and line up support, someone you can call right after, no matter how it goes. When it works, disclosure brings incredible freedom. You shed the weight of secrecy. You deepen your relationship. You invite practical support for your meds, clinic visits, even your mental health. And when you are ready, your story may empower someone else to survive, even thrive. But here's where it gets messy. Sometimes disclosure doesn't set you free. It invites stigma, judgment, pity, or worse, violence. Other times, you end up having to educate people who should already know better, or you lose control of your own story. Disclosure can be healing, or it can be hurtful. It's complex, and that's okay. Let's talk about silence. Choosing not to disclose isn't weakness. It can be strength. Active silence is deliberate, wise, and productive. It allows you time, boundaries, healing. But passive silence, when fear locks you in, can be corrosive. That's why the goal is not silence or speech. It's agency. You decide what, when, how, and to whom. Did I mention agency? Meaning self-agency. I have a whole episode about that and what happens when lack thereof collides with structural violence. There's a third space, the midway, a place where disclosure isn't a default and silence isn't avoidance. It's when you choose your truth with care, for the right reasons. You can share parts of your story and keep others secret. You can speak today and stay silent tomorrow. You are allowed to change. You are allowed to protect your peace. Disclosure is a lifelong process. It's never just one moment. Neither silence nor speech makes you more or less brave. You are brave because you are still here, still choosing life. And remember, owning your truth is powerful, but owning your silence can be just as sacred. In conclusion, I'd love to hear from you. leave a message, share a short story anonymously, of course, or just sit with this episode if that's what your soul needs right now. Until next time, I am TD, reminding you, you are not your status. You are your wholeness, and you are unmasked and thriving.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.